And it's now time for a Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Our top story today comes out of the state of Georgia, where a judge, Robert McBurney, has struck down the state's six-week abortion ban, calling it arbitrary. The judge in his ruling wrote that liberty in Georgia includes the power of a woman to control her own body. This overturns a law that's been in effect since June of 2022. And you know, I totally agree with the judge. A heartbeat is arbitrary. That's why we know life starts at conception, heartbeat or not. In other news, a group of detransitioners were kicked out of the American Academy of Pediatrics conference in Orlando recently. It's funny how quickly follow the science becomes silence the science when it doesn't fit the narrative. The group spent over $25,000 on a booth to share their experiences with doctors from around the world. They were removed on the third day of the conference, with security claiming a violation of the code of conduct. Seems a little convenient. Now to Minneapolis, where a food pantry funded by state grants has been forced to relocate after reportedly refusing to serve white people. Looks like someone was apparently so committed to fighting racism that it became, well, racist. And speaking of recipes for disaster, a video has surfaced showing a drag queen throwing money at a young girl during a so-called family-friendly event. Seriously, folks, when did family-friendly start meaning, well, let's just expose kids to adult-themed activities? On a brighter note, homeschooling continues to increase across the U.S. even after the pandemic. Looks like parents are voting with their feet when it comes to their children's education. The schoolhouse, well, it may not be burning, but there's definitely smoke in the air, folks. A report coming out of Johns Hopkins Institute for Education Policy shows increases in 19 out of 21 states that were analyzed, with Delaware seeing a whopping 29% rise. Turns out parents are pretty good at recognizing what's best for their kids. Who would have ever thought? And to Canada now, where Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has pledged $200 million to push abortion and sex education in Africa? Because apparently what Africa needs is fewer Africans. First question, what's the real agenda here? Of the $200 million, $48 million will go directly into the International Planned Parenthood Federation. And I'm sure our brothers and sisters in Canada are just tickled pink that their tax dollars are funding such a lovely, life-destroying agenda. But finally, with so much bad news, let's end on an encouraging note, shall we? A Christian convert named Yasir has been released from prison in Iran after nearly 5 years in captivity. Yasir, whose full name is Mehdi Akbari, saw his 10-year sentence reduced after multiple appeals. It's a reminder of the ongoing fight for religious liberty and persecution our brothers and sisters are fighting all over the world. Let's remember to continue praying for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters abroad. And that's been today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks.